definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
Attention, employees! Don't forget the base manager's spooktacular Halloween party is tonight at 8. Be sure to keep an eye out for your girl, Bonnie. I'll be the one in the sexy benefactor's costume.
Have a productive day. Ooh.
Whatever you want to show me, better be quick. We've got a very important meeting with the Board of Education this afternoon.
But we're just giving them junk!
No, Haley. We're giving them light. On this barren rock, tumbling through the cold, merciless void, in a small station disconnected from everything, where life blinks on and then off without even a wisp of smoke as a legacy, we sell them light. Light in the darkness. A beacon. Hope.
It's refined carbohydrates.
Yes, and you can't spell refined carbohydrates without fine.
It's nothing. A big pile of nothing. What happened to the Dave Price who wanted to build an empire? Huh? Where's that guy?
Ugh. We've been over this, Haley. What is the point of a lowly orange like me competing with the franchise chains? It's like my parents always say, never have ambition. I'm head of resources, me. Now, okay, that might not be as big of a deal as I originally thought, but it's better than nothing. And if I want to keep my job, I have to learn how to toe the line. I mean, look at David Knight. He used to be a head of science and now he's, well, I don't even know what he is. That freak has had so many jobs since then, it's hard to keep track. And do you know why that is?
He's messed up and wild, sir. He needs someone who can tame him.
No. What? No! It's because he can't adjust. He can't fit in. Unlike me. Wait a second. Where are we? Level 13. Isn't this an Uncharted zone?
This is what I wanted to show you, sir. Thanks to Hob, most of the Uncharted zones have power and oxygen now.
So?
So? According to the Vendibot in Sector N, Level 13 is where the Founders built the Mars Corp Visitor Center. It was meant for Earthling tourists, which means all of Mars Corp's best tech will be on display to show off.
And it's all ours for the taking! Yes! Oh, you're a genius, Haley! But, no. Wait, what am I saying? I need to get back to my office. I've got spreadsheets to organise.
No! Come on, boss. At least have a look around. If you don't see anything that changes your mind, we'll head back and I won't say anything more about it.
Ugh. Fine.
Ooh. Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome to Mars! Please queue within the allotted spaces and take a visitor's badge. Your guide bot will be with you shortly.
Holy shareholders, you were right. Look at all this stuff. A holographic projector, a plasma omni-tool, the Apollo Star Cruiser, a space laser drive, a disco medallion, a repulsor lift hoverboard, the personal force field emitter, the limited edition fusion jetpack, a waste conversion reactor, all the latest models, all with a shining, shimmering chrome finish. It's beautiful.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
It's amazing. Looks like things are finally going my way.
Welcome.
Mars Corp Human Capital, Dave Price.
We have to get out of here.
I'm not moving.
You can't stay under the table forever.
Do you have a better plan? The exit is blocked by robots chanting doom.
There must be more than one exit.
Oh yeah, great idea, Haley. Why don't you go running around and abandon an uncharted level full of malfunctioning robots? I'll be right here making a home for myself.
Hello? Hello?
What the?
Hello? Is someone out there?
Who is that?
It's coming from the intercom. Hello? Hello? Who is this?
I'm Alice. I'm lost.
Alice? What colour are you, Alice? How did you get here?
I was scared, so I hid, but now I can't get out. If I try to leave, he'll get me.
Who?
The robot. The bad robot. The one that laughs. He's looking for me.
Oh.
I'm in the cafe. I've closed all the doors, but if I try to leave, he'll get me. I have to stay here. But you should save yourselves. There's an exit through the gift shop.
We're not going to abandon you, Alice. We're going to get you out of here.
Really? Oh, wow, thank you. Thank you so much.
Just hold tight. We're coming. Come on, Haley.
Wow, boss, I'm impressed. I didn't think you were capable of being so heroic. I'm really glad you want to help Alice.
Yeah, plus the visitor's cafe will be full of cool tech that'll put us ahead of the franchises. You were right, Haley. This was a good idea coming here.
I just hope we don't run into that laughing robot.
Well, let's see, where are we now? Kids tour. I can't imagine there'd be any scary robots on a kids tour.
The clown bot!
Ah! Oh, shells! What kind of robot is that?
It's horrible!
Come give Grimaldi a hug! Ah! Where are you going, children?
Run! Run!
Ah! Dave, get up! Get up!
Ah, my toe! Ah! I stubbed my toe!
Are we playing a game? Don't worry! I'll bite you!
Welcome, space cadets, to the zone of space. Behold the glorious Milky Way. Our galaxy is a disk of about 180,000 light years, containing over 200 billion stars. And here they are.
Whoa!
Recreated using the latest in holographic technology, Apollo Ultra Definition. Can you see our solar system? Here it is, expanding rapidly before your very eyes. Disorientating, isn't it? Kind of gives you a sick feeling in your stomach. That's Ultra Definition from Apollo. It doesn't get any sharper than that. Ask your guidebot about Apollo Ultra Definition for your home. And here is Mars. You've traveled here over 55 million kilometers from Earth. This is your home, and you're seeing it in Apollo Ultra Definition. The power of the sun in your eyes.
Wait, that's Earth. It's blue and green.
What? Blue and green? Oh, I mean, I've heard stories, I've seen pictures, but I've never seen it in Apollo Ultra Definition before. It's bluer. and greener than anything I've ever seen. That's Apollo Ultra definition.
Oh, shareholders, where is it? Where is it?
Hello?
Alice! Alice, can you hear us? Where do we go now?
The cafe is to the left on the far side of the zone of space.
I see it. Quickly, Dave, this way.
Screw that. I can see the gift shop over there on the right.
What? What about Alice? You said we were going to rescue her.
Yeah, that was before I found out about the terrifying clown bot.
Gasp, Dave.
This is madness. Who is this girl anyway? Why is she even up here?
Dave, for shareholders' sake, what does it matter?
No, really, tell me. It makes no sense. No sense at all. Think about it for a second. Haley, I don't think she's human.
Dave is right. I'm not a human.
What?
I'm a robot.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lead you on. I just thought, well, I'm a prototype for the Phase 2 androids. I'm supposed to look and act exactly like a human child. So that's what I do. And also, I thought you wouldn't help me if I told you the truth.
Why would you think that?
I'm a robot. We don't matter.
Correct. Come on, Haley, let's get out of here.
Are you serious? Would you just leave Chip here in this awful place?
No! Wait, who's Chip?
Chip Dalling! Tom's daughter!
Oh, right! Yes, of course, of course. I remember her. Wait, Chip's a robot?
Ugh! Dave! You of all people can imagine what it's like to be forgotten, to feel worthless, unappreciated.
Nope, I can't imagine that at all.
Yes, you can. You're an orange, the lowest colour there is.
All right! Yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, colour's not even that big of a deal, so...
Yes, it is, Dave. Yes, it is. But despite that, you're more than just your colour now, aren't you?
Yes.
And did you get here on your own?
Yes.
No! You had friends who helped you. That's how you got to be head of resources. Because people like me and the base manager believed in you.
Ugh, fine. Fine. Come on, then. Let's get this over with.
Hey, children! I just want to hug!
He's blocking the way! How do we get past him?
Up there, the bubble planet! We can run along this, see? We just have to wait for them to move into alignment. Come on, climb up! Yeah.
Whoa, it's high up here.
All right, get ready to make the jump.
Wait, hang on, I'm not sure about this.
Whoa, what? Where did all that bravado go?
I don't know, I don't like being this high up for some reason. It makes me feel... Oh no, I think I'm going to be sick.
You'll be fine. What do I always tell you?
That I can't do anything right.
Yeah, really? Yikes. Well, forget I said that. Let's go.
Ah!
Come on.
Ah!
Woo! That's very clever. But you can't run forever.
We made it. Yes. I knew we could do it. We can do anything we set our minds to. The possibilities are limitless.
The door! It's locked!
Oh, we're gonna die! It's all for nothing. Life is meaningless!
Alice! Alice, are you in there? You have to open the door.
I'm scared.
Alice, please, you can do this.
There you are! I found you! Oh dear! You're trying to get into the naughty room! But that's for naughty children! Are you naughty children?
Oh no!
You have to be brave, Alice! Alice! Thank the shareholders.
Why is it so cold in here?
Alice? Alice, are you here? Where are you, Alice?
I'm over here.
Alice, why are you hiding in the shadows? Come on out.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. You're safe with us. We're going to figure a way out of this together.
Haley, look at this. Meat. Freezers of delicious meat everywhere. Oh, we have hit the jackpot. Ha ha! I knew this wouldn't be a waste of time. Yes. Yes, I'll be the only employee with access to meat. I'll build a new store. Finally, I'll be able to compete with the franchises. Oh, this is it. This is my big break.
Come on, Alice. I don't bite. You don't have to be afraid of me.
It's not that. I don't look my best. I tried real hard to be a proper girl, but I still just look like a machine. I'm no better than the other robots.
There's nothing wrong with being a robot. The important thing is you're Mars Corp property, just like me.
But I'm supposed to look and act exactly like a human child. That's my function. That's what I was built for. And I can't. Because I don't look like a real girl.
Oh, Alice, that doesn't matter. Come on out. I'm sure you look wonderful.
Promise not to laugh.
Of course.
Okay.
Dave's Mega Emporium, the finest meat on Mars. I'll trick David into replicating the... Wait a minute. This meat doesn't look right at all. Meat should be shaped like cubes, not... Oh, no.
Well, here goes.
That's it. Out you come. Wow, you know, you actually do look just like a human.
Thank you. Oh, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I've actually covered my metal frame with human body parts. I hope it looks okay. I think you can see the wires holding all the joints together, but I'm very proud of the arms and legs. I couldn't quite get the face right. Humans breathe and blink and do all kinds of things when they're alive. But I haven't had any living humans to work with for hundreds of years. Not since base management shut down this whole level. I did find some humans sleeping in pods in some of the storage rooms, but they stopped breathing very quickly after I started borrowing their parts. But I've had some practice and I think I've really improved. I just need more components. I feel awfully bad about this, but, well, I just don't look like a girl yet. But I will. I have to be complete, you see. But to do that, I need to, borrow some of your parts. If it's any consolation, I'll keep you alive for as long as I possibly can. It's surprising what humans can live without.
Children!
Oh no, it's the bad robot!
Time for a big hug!
Get off me!
Run away now, children! Run away and save yourselves!
Haley, let's go!
You're ruining everything, you big meanie!
You have been a very naughty child!
Get away! Let me go! Fire! Fire! Get off of me! Fire! You'll destroy us all!
I'll rest in peace, knowing that I brought joy to children!
Adult diapers and report to the med department for the next 3 days. This will be deducted from your holiday leave allowance.
Oh, Haley, come on in.
Morning, boss. Here's the latest matter printer output report.
Haley, I was just thinking about our recent misadventure on level 13. Do you remember that?
I will always remember, sir. I still have nightmares about...
You see, I pride myself on learning from past experiences. That whole thing with the robots really made me think.
Oh, you mean because we just assumed the clown bot was trying to kill us, but the real monster turned out to be Alice. And in the future, we shouldn't judge things based on their appearances.
What? No, don't be absurd. I was thinking about how Alice wanted to be more than just a robot, and rather than just accepting her place on Mars Corp, she pulled herself up by her Velcro straps and set about achieving her goals.
Wait, are you taking inspiration from Alice?
I've allowed myself to become complacent. I need to get out there and take back my empire, Haley. And just as Alice built herself a new identity...
Out of human body parts?
I too must build a new brand. A better brand. I know you've always doubted my abilities.
Wait, what?
But I'm going to show Mars Corp that Martians can be whatever they want to be. I'm going to show them that I'm not just a number. I'm number one. I'm Dave Price. The Dave Price. I'm going to be big, Haley. No, I'm going to be large. The largest thing you can imagine. Yes. I'll do it. I'll show them all! For Alice!
Oh, all my shareholders.
I like to think she'd be proud of me.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Dave Price. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring David Price, Emily Edwards, James Naylor, E.J. Martin, David Knight, and Lexi McDougall. Music by John Day. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2 and get exclusive content and early access to new shows, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 14. 15. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.